politics. During the 60s, political opposition against dictatorship grew sensibly, especially in the left wing. On the other hand, the unity of the regime starts to collapse because of internal disagreement and constant fighting. Sadly, a new element would make its appearance on stage: terrorism. Left wing and Communist Party, PCE, in particular, will intensify its activity and presence. The willful display and the secret nature situation will make them center in the limelight of opposition during this period. New organizations with the rising communist circles, such as ORT or LCR. In the meantime, Socialist Party, PSOE, creates in 1960, during its exile, the Democratic Force Union, together with Vox Party, PMV, Christian Democratic Left Wing, and the Workers' Union, UGT, among others, with the idea of creating a new temporary government which led through the democratic transition. In the beginning of the 70s, and very especially during this Tsarist Congress, a new strategy is proposed, and a new leadership to anticipate the imminent change of Spanish politics. Other opposition groups, liberal and Christian Democrat, had little followers, fractioned in many little groups. However, their opinions expressed through strong presence personalities with social prestige contributed to spread ideas and opinions which will end up taking root in some sectors of the public. The start of terrorism in Spanish politics will define a new situation that will carry its consequences way beyond of the transition process. In 1959, ETA is born, and at the end of the decade, it will choose the armed fighting. Its first admired mortal attack occurred in 1968, although its most effective attack during the period was definitely the one against Admiral Carrero Blanco. Political activities start to show. Seems clear that Franco's regime will not survive his person. The essential debate is how to reach for democracy,